If you want a home hack, we can home hack.
I think
absolutely.
We should. Absolutely. Okay, here we go.
I'll give you a festive one.
Go on.
If you've got pets and you don't want them at the Christmas tree, lights of baubles, etc., tin foil around the bottom of the Christmas tree, apparently they hate it.
Yeah, so
they might start pawing at that and they get freaked out by it, apparently.
Right. So okay. Well, since we're still on the topic of Christmas, the definitive cures suggested for anyone that happens to be a little unhydrated, let's say. The main one, and 70% of people are saying it makes a huge difference, is a pint of water before going to sleep. We all know it, and we all mean to do it, but many of us don't. But actually, it really does make a difference. Never mind bringing it to bed with you, which many of us remember to do, having it before bed. Mm-hmm. Dior Light of the likes as well. Bit of a rehydratant. Full cooked breakfast is fairly high on the list. A bacon sandwich. A long, warm shower. Going for a walk to get some brisk air.
Knock away, will you?
I know, this is the thing, you see, but you'd be surprised. Do you know the old expression, blowing the cobwebs away?
Yeah.
That's such a true expression, isn't it? Every time you get out, you go, oh, I'm glad I did. Just sort of breaks up the monotony of watching Netflix films in bed for the day, which many other people will do.
Monotony? Toast. That sounds fantastic to me, that one.
Yeah, it does sound amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, no, actually, you're right. A hot bath. Staying indoors with the curtain closed is in the top 20. Yeah, not many of us have that opportunity though, unfortunately. Also, orange juice is on the list of top stuff, and lots of carbs. There you go. Some of the things making the list of things for your cures. Now, Mary Berry has given us a couple of hacks. Cauliflower, she said, the best bargain in veg, particularly because you can roast it, cut thick slices from it, fry it. Any of the bits that fall off around the outside, you can stir fry. She said it's the veg she finds she gets the most value out of.
Right.
Also, the secret to sparkling roasting tins. If you've got a pan that won't shine, your burnt dish you've been roasting in the whole time, look, put a dishwasher tablet in it overnight. Just pour boiling water, leave it overnight, and when you come down in the morning, amazing things will have happened. Just as we've told you, happens with dishwasher tablets when you put one of them in your washing machine as well. It really does work.
I saw someone actually put a bit of washing up liquid and water in their air fryer and turned it on for 5 minutes.
I do that with my blender. Yeah, it does. It really, really works with the blender. I wouldn't have thought of it in the air dryer because I would have been worried there'd be a bit of taste of washing up liquid left for the...
Nah, you'd rinse out the residue and all of that, wouldn't you? Apparently, it gives it a good clean. I haven't done it yet, so I'll do it myself before I know.
Okay, there's a good one. Mary Berry also says she grows her own herbs. Basil's an easy one to grow for many people, but she says, don't put it in the fridge because it tends to go off quicker. You can put lots of bits of it outside in the garden and it'll go quickly. What she does to keep her herbs fresh is she puts the herbs in a jug or a jam jar and puts a bag over the top, like a poly bag, and then puts them in the fridge and they'll keep very well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what else does she have? Sow potatoes in big buckets. She does gets plastic bins and sows potatoes and grows them in that instead of worrying about outside. And she said, people think growing citrus trees like lemon trees are hard. She said she finds that they're not. She snips away at her lemon tree in this growing season and makes sure she prunes it. And she said it lasts quite well. So there you go, a lemon tree. Mary Berry has a load of them.
You mentioned the potatoes there. I saw someone on the television not so long ago talking about Christmas dinner, and if you want to do your potatoes in half the time, skewer them and put them in the oven. So the heat in the middle cooks the potatoes quicker. They even said, if you wanted to, put the fork right in to the middle of your potato and put that in the oven with the potato, and they'll cook in half the time. So for anyone there making the Christmas dinner, if you want those done in half the time, if you can
see some potato hacks, tell you something.
Your sort.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done. Any other Christmas dinner hacks, actually, if there is, set them into us at 087 77 11 10.